It's arbitrary obedience, and I mean, we're a civilized society here, and I'm not trying to change that. Don't get me wrong, anyone who's listening, I'm not trying to, like, incite keying up without a call sign or being ridiculous, but within some kind of common ground, and I'm sure people can relate, like, there's a common area that we all agree on, and then there's arbitrary rules that don't seemingly make sense to most of us, and the way to change those rules aren't to just follow them better. Unfortunately, like, we have to voice our opinion, and no one ever wants to be that voice and stand up and say that this is BS to 9.5 yards beyond what I can even comprehend. That's not how anything ever changes. You can't ever change anything by just following those same rules better than they currently are. Even the founding fathers of the country that we currently live in and currently enjoy the rights of, at one point stood up and said, no, this isn't right, and we're not going to keep doing this. And there had to be a couple strong people that stood up and said, no, this isn't okay. And again, I don't even know what the context of the previous conversation was even about. I didn't even hear it. But to just say these are the rules and to just live by them has never changed anything better, ever.
Rules better that cause change of the rule. And we dropped the conversation.
Hey, come on back there. Well, we didn't get your whole thing. WSAL 946, please come in.
Hold on, let me drop my play babies there. So, and then I'll give you one example where the rule was followed better and changed. But let me drop Mount Clemens because the play baby's back.
Yeah, I'm trying to invite conversation. I'm not trying to say that, like, breaking the rules is the best. And to the farter out there, yeah, I got you. Cool, we're all set. But yeah, change whatever you got to change. I'm curious.